two or three uncles on my daddy's side that were real fiddlers. But in my on my mother's side, they had uncles as fiddlers. And I always was crazy about a fiddle, and I got me one time, and I got a good one. But I was about 12, 14 years old, and they fussed at me making racket with it, you know?
Yeah.
And I got mad and sold it. I had an old Stradivarius.
Really?
Yeah. It's a good one. Fiddles used to be, you'd get a good fiddle for $12, $15. Good. But you can't get a good one now. It's an old time fiddle, it'll run you into $200 and $300.
We're talking about a wagon. What do you call that wooden piece that goes up between the horses?
That's a tongue. Crossways, I put that in.
Well, what about on the wagon wheel, that thing right in the middle of the wheel, that's the...
You mean it turns on?
Yeah.
That's a... Well, you can call them anything, an axle.
What do you call the outside edge of the wheel?
That's the wood bar is called fellers. The iron bar, I guess you just call it the tar.
You call that edge the rim of the wheel?
See, they got to have them fillers. That's around the tar goes on the rim or on the filler. They call them rim or fillers.
What do you call those things that the traces come back to and attach to?
That's a double tree, single tree. Double tree and single tree.
What about if you were riding down the road and there was a tree that had fallen across the road? You might say that you try to tie a rope across that thing and try to... What would you call yourself doing to try to get it off the road?
Well, if you couldn't drag it off the road, you'd have to get a throw.
You ever heard people say, try to snake it off the road?
Oh, yeah. I'm an old logger. I've snaked too many of them.
Now, what do you mean when you say something like that?
Well, you've got your outfit. This will be double tree and chains and dogs, skidding dogs. You've got that all to hook on. Mm-hmm. And if you've got a good team, you can put it. And I've had some good ones with them, too, boy. I mean, I've had them just, all you had to do is talk to them. I commenced logging on a wagon in 25. I was 25 years old. Of course, I'd worked in the timber a little before that, but not much. And I worked a lot since then.
What do you call these things that you see carpenters use there? These wooden things and the ends of them kind of shaped like a letter A, you know? Can lay boards across them, and
well, I guess you'd call them rafters. Is that the top of the house?
No, I'm just they're frames, you know, that they use. They got the ends of them are like this, and there's a wooden piece across, and then there's another one.
Oh, you mean the sawhorses? Yeah.
Have you ever seen anything that was something like a sawhorse, except it was an X kind of?
Well, that's a book saw rack you're talking about. You put your pole in there and you can saw it up with a saw.
Do you see many of those around?
No, not now.